When putting a puzzle together, it helps to first look on the front of the box to see the big picture. It's also easier to understand the Bible when you can see the big picture. So, let's make a big picture together. The Bible is made up of the Old and New what? Testament. Do you know what testament means? It means to witness. The Old Testament witnesses to the fact that the Savior is coming. The New Testament witnesses to the fact that the Savior has come. The whole Bible centers around our Savior. Who is our Savior? That's right, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to look at two ways. The Old Testament witnesses to the fact that the Savior is coming. And then we're going to look at two ways the New Testament witnesses to the fact that the Savior has come. They all start with the same letter P to help you remember them. The Old Testament is preparing for the Savior and pictures of the Savior. Let's make sure we know what each of these words mean and give you an example of each. Prepare means to get ready. When you're getting ready to go to school, you might make sure you have what you need in your backpack. One way the Old Testament prepares for the Savior is by teaching us how much we need Him. Pictures of the Savior does not mean like taking a picture with a camera or a phone. It is what someone did or an event that points to what the Savior will do. An example of this is when God told Moses to lift up the bronze snake on a pole. The people just needed to look at it in faith, and they were healed instead of dying from the snake bites. This is a picture of how Jesus would be lifted up on a cross. And when we look to Him in faith, we are saved from being separated from God because of our sin. So the pictures do not look exactly like what Jesus will do. They just point to what Jesus will do in some way. So as we sing through each book in the Old Testament, we will talk about ways each book prepares for the Savior or gives us pictures of the Savior. The New Testament is the presence of the Savior and the provision of the Savior. Presence means the Savior is here. He's with us. An example of that is when Jesus went back to heaven after being on earth, He sent the Holy Spirit to always be with those who put their trust in Him as Savior. In that way, Jesus is always with us and He will never leave us. Provision means all He provides and all He does for us and gives us. An example of this is what some of you have memorized, the fruit of the Spirit. Say them with me if you know them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we sing through each book in the New Testament, we'll talk about the ways each book shows the presence and the provision of the Savior.